is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 9 o'clock, Sir Keir Starmer is promising to turn Britain's military into a formidable fighting machine as part of major rearmament plans. The government has announced it's to spend £1.5 billion on building at least six new weapons factories. Military analyst Sean Bell says weapons production needs to be significantly sped up to equip our forces for the future.
Bluntly, we need to wake up and smell the coffee here, because a number one priority of any government is to defend its people. Russia is probably not a threat today or tomorrow. It's badly wounded itself on the battlefield, but it's already got its defence. It's producing more shells than the rest of Europe does at the moment. We've got to wake up and catch up, otherwise we're going to get caught out.
Officials at a hospital run by the Red Cross in Gaza say at least 21 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike. It's reported to have happened early this morning at a new American-backed aid distribution centre. Israel is yet to comment on the strike. US officials have charged a British man for plotting to smuggle American military technology to China. John Miller, who's from Tunbridge Wells, faces extradition to the United States after being detained in Serbia. The 63-year-old has also been accused of harassing a critic of Beijing. A ban on the sale of single-use vapes has come into force across the UK. Ministers say the move is aimed at protecting children's health and the environment. Retailers breaching the rules could face fines or even jail. Kate Pike from the Chartered Trading Standards Institute explains the changes.
From today, all vapes must be rechargeable, refillable, and the heating coil must be replaceable. What we've seen mainly are vapes with a charging port, which can be plugged in, similar to your phone charger or any other sort of gadget. Once it's finished, you must be able to replace the liquid.
The weather and early rain clearing in Scotland and Northern Ireland, cloudy elsewhere, dry and sunny in the southeast, highs of 22 degrees Celsius. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Pusey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And suddenly it was June, the gateway to summer, and the world smelled of roses. Tim Leora here on Classic FM with the special Sunday edition of the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. We're going to go in with Bizet first.
Classic FM. Thank you.
the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With Mournflake. Start the day with their crunchy granola or creamy porridge.
Classic FM.
very atmospheric. The balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet, the score by Craig Armstrong. That was Paul Bateman on the piano and also leading the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And before it, the Act 3 entr'acte from Carmen by Bizet, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Sir Simon Rattle. Good morning and welcome. This is the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour, special Sunday edition. Tim Lioro till 10. Anything you need to tell me or get in touch about or even request a dedication. We don't do requests, we can do dedications though. 61812 is the text number.
Thank you.
the Caccini Ave Maria, arranged for violin and orchestra. Gordon Nikolic and the London Symphony Orchestra, in fact. It's Classic FM. Good morning. I'll play that for Susan. Morning, Susan, who says, on 6/18/12, I'm sitting with a coffee in the garden in Banbury reading Under the Lemon Tree by Emma Cowell. Perfect Greek escapism. And says, counting down the days until an escape to Crete herself. Have a great one, weren't you? A little bit of classic pub quiz knowledge here about the Fauré Requiem, in which Fauré decided he would leave the violins out completely, just to get a certain sound, so that the violas were the top strings, apart from one movement, this movement, the Sanctus.
Classic FM.
Mesmerizing Song to the Moon by Dvorak, as arranged for Gauthier Capuçon, the Chamber Orchestra of Paris, and before it, the rather wonderful Sanctus from the Requiem by Faure. That was the choir of King's College, Cambridge, the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, all conducted by Stephen Clearbury. It's Classic FM. Good morning. Indeed, the Classic FM Hall of Famer. A quick happy birthday to Helen. Morning, Helen. Helen Connell in Chesterley Street, celebrating by going to watch the T20 cricket at Durham's County Ground. Have a great one, won't you? Paderewski, the composer, coming next. I don't think he liked his cricket so much, but he did love his walking. That was almost a sport to him. He found beauty in the sort of, well, his biographer called it athletic meditation. He would go out walking in Switzerland and just think and think and think and compose on the go. Here's his piano concerto in A minor. Thank you. glorious middle movement of Paderewski's Piano Concerto. That's Karol Radovanovich with the Krakow Philharmonic Orchestra. This is Classic FM. Good morning, Tim Lioro till 10. Let me try something new, shall we? The Sunday Cipher, we're calling this one. Four words. I'll give you four words, and I want to know what is the news story that's happened this week. Which news story do these four words refer to? It's simply called the Sunday Cipher. So try this. Sleeve, plain, red, president. I think that'll get you there, won't it? Sleeve, plain, red, president. The Sunday Cipher for this week. What's the story from this week? Here's Sibelius.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With Mournflake. Enjoy the mighty oat in all its glory.
Classic FM.
Stuart Mitchell's Seven Wonders Suite. We heard the Mausoleum at Halicarnassus with the Prague Symphony Orchestra. And before that, the intermezzo from the Corellia Suite by Sibelius. That was the Helsinki Philharmonic with the Susanna Malki doing the conducting. It's Classic FM. Good morning. Alec Jones will be here from 10, sweeping you effortlessly through to lunch with music from our finest range, I think it's fair to say. And a quick hello to Sarah. Morning, Sarah, in Taunton, who said, been listening to Classic FM since I was born in 1992, as were we. Now my third son, born on Monday, is a listener. Please can I dedicate something to all three boys, Stephen, Thomas, and little baby Odin. Morning, Odin. Here's a little seal lullaby.
Thank you.
the beautiful Seal Lullaby by Eric Whitaker. They were the Eric Whitaker Singers, in fact, composer conducting with Christopher Glynn on the piano. It's Classic FM. The Sunday Cypher this week, four words to a major story all across the week. Sleeve plain red president. Got quite a few of you got this one to the story about Mr. and Mrs. Macron, shall we say. Sue in Chess, you got that one. We will do it for good, for proper, next week. Aled Jones is next.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With Mournflake. Mighty porridge oats since 1675.
When you sail on a Saga cruise, you really can relax because so much is included. A choice of speciality restaurants? Included. A balcony with every cabin? Included. Wonderfully attentive staff? Included. Spotting a whale out at sea? Included. Realising the whale is actually just a wave? Included. Search Saga Boutique Cruises 2026 season on sale now. Experience is everything. T's and C's apply, over 50s only.
Based on the best-selling book by Rainer Wynn.
What is it? 500 miles?
More like 600.
Don't miss an inspiring true story of love and resilience.
We lost our home, our livelihood.
Starring Gillian Anderson and Jason Isaacs.
Walking gives us time to think.
It's a beautiful, life-affirming film.
When you told me that you loved me, no one had ever said that to me before. I think you're beautiful.
The Salt Path.
This is freedom.
In cinemas now.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
So, close your eyes, picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wickes to design our new kitchen.
At Wickes, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River cruise. There are the elegantly designed Spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply, over 50s only.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. Ministers say they'll spend £1.5 billion building at least six new weapons factories under major rearmament plans. It's part of the government's review of the armed forces, which will be published tomorrow. Reports suggest the UK wants to buy fighter jets capable of firing tactical nuclear weapons. Former Army officer Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Crawford says it would complement the existing Trident deterrent.
The nuclear bombs, which might be or could be delivered by air, is a sort of halfway house and would allow escalation rather than obliteration. If you think of defence a bit like car insurance, You have to have it, but you hope you never have to use it.
The French Interior Ministry say two people have died during Champions League final celebrations in France. 559 people were arrested after flares and fireworks were set off and bus shelters and cars torched. The chaos came after PSG won the biggest prize in European football for the first time in their history. Paris correspondent Peter Allen is following developments.
There were cars set alight, tear gas and baton charges by the police. Roads blocked, some looting even around the Champs-Élysées. Have to say, it was not unexpected. This kind of violence often accompanies football celebrations in Paris and indeed